In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This lesson is to talk about how to go into the church and some of the behavior that we should show in it, and also what some of the things are that you'll see in a church. Anytime before you enter a Catholic church, take a moment, or even several moments, to recollect yourself and realize this is the house of God. Christ was very jealous for his Father's house. He said once that his Father's house was a house of prayer. So a church is not a place to chatter or talk or do secular things. It is a place of prayer and of silence. And heaven knows, we could sure use some silence in our times. And also try to recognize that it is the court of a king. There are good manners which should be used in the presence of the king, and in this case, the King of Kings. You can learn these manners by observing the ritual of the traditional Latin Mass, the way the priest and the acolytes move around, the way they behave in the presence of the king. So before we enter, we take our hats off, take our hands out of our pockets, toss away our gum, turn off the cell phone. If we walk into the church, it is a good thing to say a prayer of entrance. Here's one from the Psalms that I was taught when I was a convert. Quote, I enter into thy house, O Lord, and I shall adore in thy holy temple in fear of thee. Now, there are different kinds of fear, and we have to discuss these later. For right now, the kind of fear we need to pray in a Catholic church is called reverence, which we were talking about in our last lesson. This fear is not the fear of a slave, but the respectful fear of a king who is at the same time a servant and a savior, and even a friend. A traditional Catholic church will have been built with this reverence in mind. After we go through the door, if it's the front door of a church, normally we enter into what is called a narthex. That's a Latin word. A narthex was a rod used by the ancient Romans, an ancient Roman magistrate, I should say, to free a man from slavery in a legal ceremony. He would take the rod and touch it to the man, and that would make the man, the slave, a free man. So this is traditionally where the baptistry was located, since that is the rite in which a man is freed from the slavery of original and actual sin. The narthex is used for other things too, and often you might find a confessional in it. And in the confessional, that's another way to be freed from sin. Not all churches have a narthex, but if you do have one, that's the purpose of it. When you enter into the church proper, you enter into a part which is called the nave, from the Latin meaning ship. And the first thing you need to do now is to find a holy water stoup, which is either a small or large container of holy water located near each entrance of the nave. That is used to purify ourselves of all venial sin and the attachment to venial sin, and to repel the attacks of demons. And, of course, that may sound strange, that demons would hang out around churches, but churches are often places where they must work the hardest. Dip your finger into the water, or a couple fingers, and make a good sign of the cross, and say the traditional prayer that goes with the gesture, and the prayer is, Thou shalt sprinkle me with a hyssop, O Lord, and I shall be made clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. You'll hear this prayer in a formal way on Sundays before the High Mass. Now look for somewhere to take your place. When you find it, go up to it, but before you go into the pew, make a good, reverent genuflection to our Lord. The word genuflection really means to bend the knee, so the way you do it is to keep your back straight and the head up straight and touch your right knee to the floor, and then get back up quickly. Now, when you're down on that knee, you can also bow your head a little bit if you wish. That's how some people do it. It's how I do it. When you see a pope or a bishop or a cardinal or an abbot, you genuflect on the left knee, holding his hand and kissing his signet ring. And that's used to greet a prelate, but only our Blessed Lord gets the right knee. Again, back straight, touching the right knee to the ground, and perhaps bowing the head, and doing it solemnly, reverently. Try to never be in a hurry for this great, this wonderful gesture. It is a greeting suitable for a king. Next, kneel down in your pew. I should say, at this point, if you cannot genuflect, of course, then instead make a good and reverent bow. If you cannot kneel, then sit liturgically. And here's what I mean. Both feet on the floor, never crossing your legs or your ankles. That's impolite in the presence of a king. And your hands on your lap or on your prayer book. Now speak to our Lord as you would a king who is also a dear friend. Looking around in a traditional Catholic church, what do you see? Well, the first thing you might see on the walls is what are called the Stations of the Cross. Early in the history of the church, pilgrims used to go to the Holy Land to see firsthand and pray at the various sites where our Lord preached the Sermon on the Mount or where he was baptized in the Jordan River. One of the devotions that grew out of those pilgrimages was going to the places of his condemnation by Pilate to the place where he was crucified. These became known as Stations of the Cross. Now, we can't all go to Jerusalem, but we can unite ourselves and be there in a certain way by walking with the crowd and following our Blessed Mother and Saint John and trying to be present at each stop to express our sorrow for sin and to be grateful for what he did for our sakes. And in Lent, the season of Lent, the whole parish makes the Stations of the Cross together. At the back of the church, you might see a confessional. We'll be talking about that later. There's much to cover. But for right now, just know that that is where the sacrament of penance is normally done. The priest sits on one side and the faithful kneel on the other. And you can know if someone is confessing by a little light. At our church, there's a green light, meaning you're free to go in. And if you don't see the green light, you'll know that either the priest isn't in there or that somebody is going to confession. Other churches have a little red light that will come on, letting you know that it's busy. There's a screen between the priest and the penitent so that the penitent and the priest may speak more freely to one another and avoid the awkwardness of a face-to-face meeting. At the side altars, we see various statues. So there are three altars up there. The main altar has the tabernacle in it, and a couple of side altars. When you come before a little shrine or a statue of a saint, we don't genuflect, but instead we make a slight bow. When we pray to God, that prayer is called adoration, and this recognizes that only God can save us. When we pray to a saint or an angel, we call this veneration. Venerare in the Latin means to bow. So veneration is to ask others to pray to God for us. The nave stops at the communion rail. And there are also transepts that indicate that the building is in the form of a cross, for it is the cross which is the great instrument of our salvation. Notice in a traditional Catholic church, you're going to find three altars representative of the Holy Trinity, but there certainly may be more. The smaller altars used for low masses by other priests, and the main altar used, of course, for the high mass and for the normal masses of the parish. And in a Catholic church, there should always be the tabernacle. a golden box veiled in a traditional Catholic church, right in the middle of the altar, right in the middle of the church. Our Blessed Lord is there, and his presence is indicated by a small red candle, which we call the Holy Lamp, and it is always adjacent to the tabernacle. Every time we pass in front of the tabernacle, we should genuflect. So if you're walking from one side of the church to the other, and you pass in front of the tabernacle, stop, face the tabernacle, make a good genuflection, and then go on your way. The tabernacle lamp, or the holy lamp, is either fixed to the wall or it might be hanging from the ceiling. But if it's lit, that indicates that our good Lord is in the tabernacle. Adjacent to the church is the sacristy. This, too, is a place of prayer, a place of preparation for the holy sacrifice. Like the church proper, it is not a place for chatter, though talking may be done briefly if necessary. So those are some of the basics of what you need to do, the manners of being a Catholic in a Catholic church. And I'll conclude by saying there's two prayers which you ought to memorize. The prayer for entrance. Again, it is, I enter into thy house, O Lord, and I shall adore in thy holy temple in fear of thee. And then the prayer for holy water, which is, thou shalt sprinkle me, O Lord, with the hyssop, and I shall be made pure. Wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. And for the habit to be acquired, again, every time you make the sign of the cross, try to make it reverently and slowly. And every time you genuflect, try to make it reverent and slow. Every time you pass in front of the tabernacle, make a good genuflection. When you see the holy lamp, the holy lamp which indicates that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.